Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya 959.
Let me give you an update. Since the last time we spoke, Mpo has now entered the group chat and has found 10 Easter eggs.
11.
Make that 11. Easter eggs. This has put so much pressure on Pundo.
I've got seven.
She stopped acting cool. Now she's looking.
No, I've got seven.
Now she's looking herself.
Yeah.
And I want to speak about, you know, team buildings.
Yes.
Whenever you go away and they do the act of trust, you fall back, all those things. Mm. Do those things work? Do you enjoy them?
I enjoy them depending on how they're structured.
Yeah.
So, for instance, if it's fun activities like what we're doing today with the Easter egg and everyone's getting involved, then those I absolutely enjoy. If it's strategy games where you're sort of learning each other's personalities, I enjoy that. But if you're going to make us sit there and then Konama conferences, gonna be motivational speaker,
Yeah, no, the conference part. I don't want to hear about the organogram and everything if there's a boss barrage. I don't want to mention the specific radio station that used to have the wildest and funnest boss barrage.
Why?
Everybody knows why.
Yeah, it could only be why.
Oh, yeah, so you were not asking a question?
We've been there. But apparently he had Kaya as well before we got here.
Yeah, they used to be fun boss barrage.
Yeah, they'd go to Sun City, Sin City.
And then we came here. But
we came late. But I love those. Let there be no strat session. I know they want to squeeze it in somewhere there, but we don't want to think. Let's just have fun for 2 or 3 days. No thinking.
But a strat session is important, right? Because as much as we're all here to have fun, everybody needs to know where they fit into the cog, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know which direction you're trying to pull.
But not when you're dog tired. The last night they didn't sleep. Everybody was kind of...
Who said you mustn't sleep?
I was about to say. If it's like a 3-day event, on the first day, within like the first 4 hours of everyone arriving, come in, have your strat session. Nakona ingabi a long thing that is just going on the whole day. Make it like a 30, 45 minute interactive session, in, out, and then let's go have fun.
But you see, that's the thing. A lot of team buildings are fun, but they're not effective. Mm. So, like, I enjoy boss barrages all the time, but they're not effective. You don't come back to work feeling like, I know Umpo better. I know how much you can drink, and how they dance, but then I feel like there needs to be a balance of getting to actually bond. Mm. You know, like, I went to with Mac G to, like, 3 boss barrages. I barely knew the guy.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't even...
But like, is it not a matter of you also taking it upon yourself to say, I want to get to know my colleagues? Like, for instance, with this team, I think I know everyone's personality. We've never been to a boss parade, but you take the time to learn the people that you're working with, especially on a day-to-day basis. Do you get what I mean? So as much as they can put you in that space, the onus also lies with you to take interest in getting to know your colleagues.
But you can do that at work.
Yeah, but when you are in a more relaxed setting, that's when you get to know people's true personalities. Because at work, sometimes you are acting, guys, let's not lie. Putting your best foot forward.
I feel like you get to know more about a person at work than if they're just relaxed.
Uh-uh. When you're relaxed, then we're like, ooh, can't punch it.
Yeah, that's why. That's why my end function, the true colors come out. You know, like, ah, this person, I thought they were quiet.
HR, can't DJ. Give us a shout and let us know. Like, my boss for our team building. Do you believe in those things? How do they work out? And actually, as Saul points it out, is it productive? When you come back, do you feel like the company is in a better place?
Morning, guys. No, I truly love them, especially where everybody partakes, just like Mpo said. I enjoy them that way. I've been doing it one way where you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. It ends up getting boring. People would rather go home than to take part. But as long as there's more activities, Mina, I'm definitely up for that.
So now tell me this. When it comes to activities, are you one of those that just takes part for the fun? Or are you one of those that competes to win?
Oh, my man, look at us today. There's an Easter egg hunt at work. I've got 14 already. I'm in it to win it. Very competitive. I'll take it personal if I lose. Then you'll see my character.
They don't work out because next thing, the white people are sitting by themselves. The black people are sitting by themselves. So the people you usually have lunch with at work are the people you're going to be sitting with get team built, so they don't work. Honestly, for me, they don't work.
Mm. Morning, guys. I can never understand in the team building. The first thing, you are divided into separate teams and compete against each other. How are you building anything by being separated? I don't understand that part.
Mm. Look, obviously, you can't build a friendship overnight. You know, it will take some time, but it's a good icebreaker.
Ah, my team building, la. It's only nice when it's time to drink. Other than that, smile and I want to be guy warning the other day.
Season team, I just want to comment on the team getaways and stuff. Those are the most useless things, because even when you do get to know people, you don't really get to know them, because the next day everyone pretends that yesterday didn't happen. Sonje, no, but they are fun. And I feel like strat sessions should be different from like these kind of functions where everyone goes and gets to, like, team building and conferences should be two separate things, honestly.
Yeah. Look, I hear you. You know, I guess in an organization, because it's built of different people with different capabilities, sometimes you just hope that everybody will be able to keep up and roll with you. Other people, however, have not got executive minds. So while you try and give them strategy, it's very difficult for them to absorb and make sense of their strategy.
Team buildings, I love them, because you get to know people. You will think Mamang is so quiet and shy up until they get on another level. So yes, it's nice that in the morning maybe we talk the business, just recap maybe on the past year. Don't take more than an hour. After that, do a little activity where we're all involved and then play. Like our inner child comes out. Then eventually towards the end of the day, relax, we eat and drink. Hey, we saw flames. We saw this guy, and I'm sure he's like 23, asking the GM out. Hey, team building. And that guy is so quiet. You'll never think. Umfana was saying nanda. Hey,
the GM. That is hilarious. And what did the GM say?
I think those things help. Actually, in 2020, I had a colleague that joined just pre-COVID, and then we had to go work from home. Ultimately, when he had this boss barat type of thing, she actually came to me and said, hey, actually, you're quite a vibe. That's the word that she used. She thought I was uptight, because in meetings, I'm always in defense mode. I have to protect the team. I have to sort of fight. That's the best word I can use. So in this instance, it felt better, and they got to know me better, especially the new colleagues. So it's very important.
Okay. It's also an indictment on the work environment if you see the true colors of people outside of work. Because like he said, he sounds like he works in a war zone where he's always defending his team and people don't get to see that he's a vibe.
Truth is, Masisi Sego team building, no one wants to sit around and listen to a long, boring meeting or conference where we're discussing a strategy, etc. The fact is, once you say team building, we already know we're going to have fun. And chances are, Masbuya, like Usol said, or Rumpo said, we already know, but yay, by the way, can't you jive like us all? I didn't know. We did not build any team. We just know, Jay, our wild side. If we are being honest, Slender Bayama conference, we're gonna sit in, strategize, and then come back. No, have a meeting at work for that. This is where we are concentrating. Wakala, what's the team building? Everything goes out the window. See you, have a Ifan. That's the honest truth.
I mean, I'm a team building and wavaile, yilawanje for good summer employees are relaxed, begging a fund or anything, bebanigas on Jabantama token, uti, makonukten uchwa, lagubenama activity like about river rafting. So, yona angi peges in Tesseras, nibona as in Toyoguta, my colleagues are relaxed, enjoy, and then nibona as in Jelayoba reward and Jaguti by Guma holiday.
Yeah. Also, sometimes you know the people that you work with. So when it comes to like physical activities, you know, you're either going to win or you're going to lose.
I think there are instances where it works perfectly, like on air teams like us, because when we were with Fresh Breakfast, we used to do a lot of hanging out.
Yeah.
And it sometimes comes across on air. These people are not just colleagues, they're also friends off of air.
Yeah.
And it just makes the on-air product sound so much better.
You guys are so close. I remember calling you this one time, and you're like, I'm helping Fresh move.
Yes.
Like, bro, like, what is this? You're literally helping him pack boxes. Wow. I was like, this is another one now.
Speaking of updates.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm now on 15 eggs.
Here, my dude.
You know what I find interesting?
Yes.
So myself and Fundo decided to go upstairs, right?
Yeah.
We're searching the same place. She walks away. I go to the same place, the same exact spot. I find 4 eggs.
But she doesn't think like you.
I don't know. Or maybe
so
she's
you know what they say? Like, in order to catch a criminal, you gotta think like a criminal.
I guess.
In order to catch a, like, to find a thing, you gotta think like somebody who would hide a thing.
I guess.
So that's what it is.
I guess.
You guys are going upstairs even. Yeah.
you better join us.
This is crazy. I'm running a show here. Let me show you. This studio is empty. Sol are here because I speak to you. Bundo are here because I speak to you.
I'm about to leave.
This is hilarious.
You were such a ne.
No. The problem is, he just walked in now. Sizwe and I are always in the studio. So I've realized she's using all the time we're in studio to look.
But
so
you've also been out as
the
well.
The only way I can extend my lead is when she's doing the news or sports headlines. I can search and I came back with 3 more.
You see?
Hey, I work with very competitive people. Hey, what's team building? Hey?
Team buildings are fun. I actually really enjoy them. Just to see your colleagues under different light. What I do not like is people then who go to observe others. People aren't there, in a happy mood to have fun or whatever. They are literally there just so come Monday. I can't stand that. I cannot stand their childlike behavior. It annoys me so much. But overall, I love team building. It's really nice to get to know your colleagues, and you really, like I think Sol is saying or Mpo saying, where you actively have to make an effort to try and talk to somebody that you usually don't talk to. But yeah, I'm all for it.
Best team building ever went to company I used to work for. We went to Sun City for the weekend, and you're allowed to bring your partner. Doesn't necessarily have to be your main partner. You can just bring any partner for free the whole weekend. And our GM on Friday, there was no meetings, no presentations, nothing. On Friday, we got there. He said, guys, this is where you eat. Just take your room keys. See you on Sunday. It was the best, right? Yo.
What do you mean now, not your main partner? Hey, what?
They said you can bring up. You don't have to bring your wife or husband. That's fine.
A little boo thing.
You can bring anyone.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.